Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Right, many of you may or may not be familiar with the Men's Shed. More than 80% of the country's men's sheds have now had their fundraising affected by COVID-19, placing the future of the men's shed at risk. The Irish Men's Shed Association, which is the representative body for more than 460 men's sheds in Ireland, is launching a fundraising campaign after a survey of members showed a cumulative loss of over €600,000 since the pandemic began. And to talk to me a bit more about it is the CEO of the Irish Men's Shed Association, Barry Sheridan, and he joins me on the line. I'm going to come to Val Brown as well in a few minutes, who's a member as well of the association. Barry, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Barry, I mean, it's quite tough, isn't it, to deal with this kind of pandemic and deal with a cut in funding and to deal with, you know, a lack of money when you're trying to provide what is a vital service during this particular time. It's kind of, the whole thing is a little bit ironic, really, isn't it?
It kind of is, because, you know, men's sheds were established in this country to support breaking down the barriers towards social isolation, so it's about bringing people together. And really what we've been asked the sheds and the members to do within the sheds is actually to stop doing that, you know. So sometimes we can underestimate the value and the social impact it has on just being able to connect with each other, you know. And I think we've all found it, you know, walks of society, we've all found it difficult over the last while. But for an awful lot of people in these sheds, this was their kind of lifeline for some of them. And it was a very, very important social output for many of their lives. And not only them, but it has a knock-on impact on their families.
Of course, yeah.
And the sheds are operating in.
And by the way, I mentioned there was an article in the paper there yesterday, women hit harder by lockdown. And if you look at the stats, for example, it mentions as many as 37% had showed signs of despondency compared to 15% back before the thing. But they talked about men having a lower percentage. But I think a lot of that is the reason that men don't talk about that kind of stuff as much as women, or won't admit to it as much as women. And for those people who are not familiar with the men's sheds, what exactly do the association do, and what did the organisation do, or what is it men's sheds are all about? Because I know there's people at home going, men's sheds, is that where a load of blokes hang around a pool table and drink beer in a shed?
Yeah, exactly. Look, thankfully, you know, more and more people are understanding what sheds are about, and really they're social spaces where men can come together of all ages, come together in the community, and they come together and share their skills or learn new skills. And really, it's a space, a safe and secure environment where they can come together and give something back to their community. So you find them doing all kinds of activities. A lot of it's to do with their local communities. You'll find them doing stuff for the primary schools. You'll find them helping out with tidy towns. You'll see them making beautiful stuff out of wood or brilliant artwork, or doing singing and choirs. So it's really just
give them a sense of achievement as well.
Achievement. I actually call it a sense of belonging sometimes now, because, you know, it's that sense of actually, God, I belong somewhere. You know, if you're struggling to make connections with people, a shed is a perfect environment for you to actually just reach out and kind of meet other people, share some of your own knowledge and skills, but maybe learn something new at the same stage. And actually, you know, for that, sometimes, you know, men aren't traditionally very good at that. You know, we're getting better at it.
Yeah.
But we're not very good at kind of...
Oh, yeah, because that's the kind of macho thing, isn't it? Oh, no, I'm not affected. Yeah, but of course we are affected. Of course we're affected.
We are affected. And social isolation is a huge issue, and loneliness is a huge issue.
And at this really time, too, I think, as much as I know we live in a world of equality, men still, you know, there's something in our DNA that we believe we're the providers, the protectors, the gatherers, the hunters. I think it's still within us in some sense. And I know a lot of people, so many people have been out of work at the moment, particularly, you know, where they have to provide for their families. Maybe a lot of men feel they're failing at the moment, and to reassure everybody, you're not. We're all in the same boat together here.
Yeah.
And I think for men, that's very difficult, isn't it?
It can be difficult. You know, sheds started in this country in the midst of the last recession. You know, that's when sheds got really popular, because all of a sudden, a lot of men, not through any fault of their own, were finding themselves in positions where, you know, they had more time in their hands and they needed somewhere to go to connect again. You know, what I see at the end of this, when we come out of the post-COVID, hopefully, and everyone's safe and well, is that, you know, sheds and programs like men's sheds are going to be more needed than ever.
Absolutely,
you know,
yes.
It's a real...
I think the lockdown is going to have a huge effect on people's mental health in general.
Absolutely.
Okay, but getting to the funding, because did I not hear 2 weeks ago that, I think it was one of the women's large groups, I can't remember which one it was, had got increased funding from the state because of COVID-19. Are you not in the same boat that you would be getting increased funding?
Yeah, I suppose the important thing to remember here is these sheds operate locally in terms of fundraising themselves for their own little shed in your village in Connemara or in Dublin or wherever it might be. So, you know, it's about empowerment, it's about the men raising funds through their own community, through their goodwill of the local community. And that's all stopped. So So basically what
And what about state funding? Do you get any state funding, Barry?
We do get a little bit of state funding, but this fund that we're launching at the moment.
Have you asked the government to maybe, you know, particularly during this challenging time and with the obvious evidence out there that after this is over, hopefully very soon, that, you know, mental health is going to be big on people's mind and we're going to have a lot of people out of work. So there's going to be an increased, I suppose, demand for your services.
Absolutely.
Have you talked to the state about maybe getting a few quid extra?
We're talking to various government departments that we work with. We have a very good relationship with them, and they have been good. And I think there's a recognition across the sector, and this is the whole community and voluntary sector right across the whole country, that there's a huge problem coming. And there was an announcement there a couple of weeks ago of an additional fund, but it's probably only the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's needed.
What's needed, of course.
Exactly. You know, so while there is, you know, they're paying attention and they're talking and all this kind of stuff, but this is so big, you know, this is so big, not just for Menchez, but for the other thousands of charities out there across.
And how can people help, Barry, if people want to help out here, or, you know, if there's any way, because I know people might have a couple of quid spare, because we're not really spending it at the moment, the money that we do get. I suppose, can they help out the men's sheds in some way?
Absolutely. Look, there's two very simple ways of doing it. The first one is by just visiting our website, which is menssheds.ie. The second way is very simply by just texting the word sheds, SHEDS, to 50300, and that's a €4 donation, and that'll go. And again, this goes directly out to all the sheds around the country.
So text the word. Okay, so if anybody who happens to have €4 spare, the text will cost you €4. Remember, the usual rules apply. Of course, the network will take a few quid. The rest goes directly to men's sheds.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So, and it texts the word sheds to 50300. That's 50300. Okay. Okay.
Or you can also do it by going on a website, mensheds.ie, and you can donate directly on there. But look,
I'll give out that number again in a few minutes. Actually, just before you go, Barry, stay there for a second, because I want to talk to Val as well while you're on the air. Val Brown, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Val?
How are you?
Val, you're a member of the Irish Men's Shed in Ballina.
Yeah. The Ballina Men's Shed.
The Ballina's Men's Shed. We've had a couple of them actually text into the show on a regular basis, because I think they do have the show on sometimes, particularly at night when we get a bit raunchy and rude. But in saying that, I mean, what does the shed mean for you, Val?
Well, I tell you why I joined the Men's Shed. My wife passed away 2 years ago from cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Val.
I know. But... She went up into hospital on a Friday, and she was dead the following Friday.
And how long are you married?
30 years.
I'm sorry to hear that, Val.
I know.
And how are you dealing with that now? Are you okay?
Well, I'll tell you how I dealt with it, and it was very difficult, so it was. After the funeral there, you go uptown there, and people will be shaking hands with you and telling you, asking you, how did she die so fast? And you try... You try explaining to them, you know what I mean? But in the end, they're good intentions, but you know what I'm trying to say, Jake, and telling you, you're sorry. But after that, I could not go uptown. I stayed in the house for 4 weeks. My hair started to fall out. I was so bad that my family had to send a priest down to me.
Oh, Val.
Yes. To try and get me out of the house.
So you weren't looking after yourself at all?
No, I was not. I went downhill big time. And if I kept there, the priest said, you'll get depression and everything.
And what was your wife's name, Val?
Mary.
I don't think Mary wanted you to join her so quickly. So I think she'd want you to look after yourself, Val.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
But I used to have friends calling, one or two neighbours there at least once or twice a week. They knew what I was going through. You'd be in the house there at night time, sitting in the house by yourself. You'd be waiting for at 9 o'clock. The wife used to always come in and give me a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not going to happen anymore.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
I know that cup, when you think about it, I know it's something as simple as a cup of tea, but to you that was really important. Was important, yeah.
The loneliness, you wouldn't believe the loneliness. It's not until it hits your own doorstep that you really realise.
Well, you sound like you were truly in love with her, that's for sure.
I was. Married to her for 30 years.
Yeah, you probably gave out about her a lot of the time as well. And I'm sure she gave out about you too, Val.
We never gave out, though.
But look... But yeah. Look, my condolences to you, pal. So how did you find the men's shed?
And I'll tell you what happened then. A friend came down to my house one day, knew I wasn't getting out of the house. The family, my daughter, sent them down to me. And he said, come on, we'll go for a spin. So I hopped into the car, but he brought me to the men's shed.
Yeah.
So he did. And he went in, when I went into the shed, I knew Shamie Rice, the man that was in charge. They had wood lathes there, and I do an awful lot of wood turning.
Yeah.
So the minute I seen that, Shamie said, would I come up and teach the lads how to do wood turning?
Okay. So it kind of gave you a sense of purpose then?
Yeah, it did. Oh, it did. That brought new lease into my life, so it did. And I used to look. So I went in 10 o'clock and leave it at 3 or 4 every day. But the atmosphere in it was terrific. It brought a new lease of life for me, so it did.
All right, and I can see how it can for people in your situation, or any man that's suffering from depression or suffering from loneliness out of work or whatever it is.
The loneliness, but the shed, I look forward to every morning of going into that shed. And you don't have to have a trade to be in the main shed. There's always something there for men to do, so there is.
Yeah.
And they do have card games, they do have bridge, they do have art classes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything. And there's a canteen there, and you can have in, relax and have a cup of tea.
Tea and a sambo, yeah.
Yes, and there's a big television room.
So it's just somewhere to socialise together and be constructive and have some value in yourself and a sense of achievement. And Val, once again, my condolences. That's a really sad story. I know you're breaking people's hearts around the country and your poor wife. I'm very sorry about that. And I'm sure, look, she'll always be in your memory. You'll remember all the great times, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm running out of time and I think it's really important that we get the message out. Barry Sheridan, thank you very much indeed for coming on the air today. And Val, but if you want to donate, and I'm sure you'd like to hear people donate as well, Val.
Because the men's shed saved my life.
And they did save your life.
They did save my life, because I don't know where I'd be. I'd be probably end up with Mary, and she doesn't want me there yet.
No, she doesn't want you there yet. We want you on this planet for a bit longer, man. We need to teach men how to turn the wood.
Yeah, we're always there to teach people to do things, and there's always little things for people to do in the shed. So you don't have to have a tray to be in the main shed.
All right. Listen, Val, it's been wonderful. You're my favourite person talking on the air in weeks, I have to say. I love talking to you.
My hair has started to grow back again after 2 years.
I'm delighted to hear that. I'm delighted to. We need to get you down to a hairdresser soon.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, Val, thank you. Barry Sheridan, thank you very much indeed for coming on the air today. All right, I appreciate it. And by the way, once again, just to remind me, Barry, it's mensshed.ie. Or if you want to go online, everybody listening now, to help out people like Val, many men who've been in that situation, who are very depressed and just need a sense of purpose and a sense of achievement. You can see the way it's changed his life. I'm going to start crying. The way it's changed this man's life. Please take out your phones and just text the word sheds to 50300. The text will cost you €4 and it's for a really good cause. Thanks, lads. All right. So that's the word sheds to 50300.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.